Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Title is Scorp Judson's Revenge. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Hola, amigos. This is The Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Scorp Judson's Revenge. When Scorp Judson went to jail for the many crimes he had committed, he swore to break out and seek revenge on all who had any connection with his incarceration. I was at the head of the list. I had captured Scorp. Next was Judge Kimball. He had sentenced Scorp to life at hard labor. After him came Martin Gilton of the Rafterada Rancho. He was chief witness against Scorp. Scorp hated all of us with equal ferocity.
You sure swing a mighty sled, Scorp. You break them boulders like they was peanuts.
Someday, Whitey, that's the way I'm going to smash the Cisco Kid's head.
You sure do hate that Cisco Kid and them other hombres you've been telling me about. But you ain't going to get them until you get out of this here prison.
I'm going to get out sooner than you think. Sooner than you think.
Yeah, I like the way you break big ones into little ones, Scorp. Well, you're the strongest hombre I ever met. But I don't think you're strong enough to bust out of this pen.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that.
Stop it.
You ain't ever gonna use a whip again. Never again. Where's that sledgehammer?
Wait a minute, Scorp.
What for?
The guard here. You knocked him out. Go get the keys from him. The keys to unlock our chains. Now we gotta move fast. The other prisoners will set up a howl when we take off without releasing him. All right, now. Get it. Here's the keys.
Go ahead. Use them. I'll let these change. Let's get out of here. I can't wait to get my hands on the Cisco Kid.
How much farther to the town of Winslow, Cisco?
You'll be able to see the town as soon as we cross the ford of the Little Colorado River, Pancho.
Well, Pancho, I'd like to ask you some riddles, Cisco.
The nature of our business in Winslow is too serious for that, Pancho. It needs our constant attention.
Well, Pancho know that, Cisco. Pancho hope we catch up with Scorp Judson and the bandito he made the escape with before they catch up to Judge Kimball.
We better have catch up with them or Judge Kimball will be a dead hombre.
Hey, that bullet come close.
Andale, fall down off your horse before you're killed.
Pancho, do what you say, Cisco. Pancho, fall off,
logo. Lie here quietly for a moment.
Those dirty, dry, gulching mavericks?
Maverick. There's only one of them, Pancho.
You sure?
Si. Sure as I can be. Both gunshots came from the same place.
Oh, Pancho would like to know where that coyote hiding. Pancho shoot back at him.
Whoever is shooting at us is well hidden behind those rocks. Follow me, Pancho.
Where we go?
This tall grass shields us from the bushwhacker.
Si, you're right.
Now keep low. Fall on your hands and knees.
Oh, this crawling all right for an hombre like you, Cisco.
Come on, Chico. Move faster.
Oh, but it's not so good for a fat hombre like Pancho. Oh, that bullet not come nowhere near us.
That's right, Pancho is still shooting at the spot where we fell from our horses.
Oh, this one time, Pancho, wish Pancho not so fat.
Do less complaining and more crawling. You'll get there faster, Pancho.
Pancho think Pancho not can crawl one more inch.
Very well, then you stay here. I'll go on alone.
No. Pancho crawling faster, Cisco. Pancho, go with you.
Wait, Pancho. Momentum.
What for?
By going around these rocks, we can get behind that fence. And we'll not have to crawl anymore.
Oh, that'd be a relief to Pancho.
Unless I miss my guess, we'll be a little above the sidewind of the shooting enemy.
Oh, what you mean was? That sounds like he's still shooting at us.
Not for much longer.
What is that? Is that that pack right down there?
Quieto.
Do not want him to hear us until I jump on him.
Here goes. That was your last gunshot, Maverick. Up on your feet.
Madre mía.
Chihuahua, that coyote was shooting at us, not a senor. When you pull him to his feet, his sombrero come off and...
All right, so what if I am a girl?
Why were you shooting at us, senorita?
As soon as I get my gun, I'll let you know the reason.
Oh, no, senorita. Just leave your gun on the ground. Now, I want to know why you were shooting at me, compañero, and me. Speak up, pronto.
You'll rot before I tell you anything.
Don't you think maybe she, the amigo to those coyotes, were after Judge Kimball, Cisco?
Cisco? Poncho? You mean you're the Cisco kid and I shot? Oh, this is all an awful mistake.
See, it's a mistake for you to be caught.
No, I thought you were somebody else. I've heard my grandfather, Judge Kimball, talk about Cisco and Poncho.
Judge Kimball is your grandfather?
Yes, I've been staying here in Winslow with him for the past year.
Oh, then you got to be Betty Kimball, what live in San Antonio. Oh, Poncho, remember the judge talk about you?
You said you had mistaken us for some other hombre, Senorita Betty. Who were you waiting for?
The same two killers who recently escaped from jail. The ones Poncho mentioned.
Oh, and you think we them?
Oh, I'm sorry, but... Well, it's an understandable mistake. You see, an hombre rode up to the judge's house and warned me.
Warned you of what, senorita?
Well, that Scorp Judson and someone named Whitey Radner were on their way to town.
Oh, you know that Scorp Judson swore revenge on your grandpadre.
Yes, Pancho. Grandfather told me the entire story when he heard they'd escaped from jail.
And you were trying to stop them from reaching the judge, Senorita Betty?
That's right, Cisco. The hombre who warned me, he described your horses and you and Pancho as the two convicts. Cisco, you don't suppose that...
This hombre who warned you, he was as tall as I am.
No, he was about as tall as Pancho, with light blonde hair and quite thin.
Oh, that's not what Scorp Judson looked like.
Light blonde hair. Could be his partner, the one who broke out of jail with him, Wally Ratner.
Well, if that's true, then maybe the reason they wanted me away from the house was...
Let us make no guesses, Senorita Betty, nor waste any more time. I only hope we can get to your house while Judge Kimball is still alive.
How much farther to the rafter rail, Scorp?
We're on the ranch right now, Whitey. Ranch house is up ahead. We'll leave the horses in this clump of trees.
Yeah. You reckon it'll be as easy for you to kill Martin Gilton as it was to kill Judge Kimball?
I don't know, Whitey. Martin Gilton ain't got no granddaughter to send on a wild Mustang chase while I kill him.
She's wallowed that yarn I spun her, bit, bridle, and reins.
Martin Gilton won't be that easy. But I'll get him, just like I swore I would. Come on.
Yeah. You know, on a spread this size, there's bound to be a few cowpokes around the ranch house, Corp. Ought to aim for us to get there unseen.
You'll see. There's a couple of things about me and Martin Gilton I ain't told you yet.
You don't have to go no further to tell him, Scorp.
You rotten thunder.
I know your voice, Martin. Where are you?
Up above you, Scorp. In the branches of this cottonwood tree. Touch your guns and you're dead, both of you.
I'm froze, mister. I ain't moving from this spot. Don't shoot.
Your partner's setting a good example, Scorp. Follow it. From this range, I can't possibly miss. With this double-barrel shotgun, I'll blast you to kingdom come if you try anything.
You always was sneaky, Martin. Smart, too. How'd you know I'd stop in this cottonwood grove?
That was easy. Steady there. Don't make me have to kill you.
Don't get nervous, Mr. Gilton. I'm doing like you say.
Keep on doing it. And we'll get along fine, Ratner.
Yeah, the underground passage from the spring house. You knew I'd use it. But how did you know when I was going to be here, Martin?
My boys reported you were here the minute you rode under the raft rail property, Scorp.
Yeah? Well, you know I'm here to kill you, Martin. What are you waiting for? Go ahead. Blast away with that shotgun.
I could have killed you before this if that was my intention, Scorp.
Yeah, that's right. You could have. What's in your craw, Mr. Gilton?
Smart boy, Whitey. I'm glad you came along with Scorp.
Well, you ain't talking me out of what I come here for, Martin. If you don't kill me first, you're going to die from a broken back. And I'm going to do it.
Is your revenge worth $100,000?
What do you mean?
Just what I said. I know a way I can get $100,000. I need the help of two hombres like you and Whitey.
Keep talking, Mr. Gilton.
It's the same money you went to jail for, Scorp. In spite of what you think, I never got hold of it.
You ain't gonna fool me again, Martin. You was the one what witnessed against me.
I had to. Cisco knew I gave you shelter here at the Rafter L.
Listen to him, Scorp. What he says makes sense. You can kill him any time if you think he's double-crossing you.
That's right. You can, Scorp.
Well, why don't you use your own men?
If I could trust him, I would.
That's what makes it possible for us to trust him, Scorp. From the way he talks, it ain't hard to figure he can't get that money without our help.
All right, Martin. I'll go along. What's your plan?
You already took care of the first part of it. Getting rid of Judge Kimball.
How'd you know about that?
I know what Scorp came back to Winslow for. Now, getting the money from the judge's niece, Betty, will be easy. If only
what?
If only the Cisco Kid doesn't show up.
I only hope he does. I'd like nothing better than to blast him with both barrels of that shotgun. I'll never rest till he's dead.
But there's the rancho house of that Martin Gilton hombre up ahead, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho, that is it. I hope Senorita Betty will be all right.
Oh, Pancho, sure she'll be all right, Cisco. The neighbors from the next house, they look after her.
There's Senor Gilton by the ranch house door.
Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
Hola, Senor Gilton.
What is this, Senor Gilton?
Been a long time since I've seen you two.
Si, it has, Senor. Hold up, ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho.
Has Scott Judson been here yet?
Or that maverick Whitey Radnor would escape from the jail with him?
Scott Judson? He's in jail. We sent him there over a year ago.
Oh, that a year ago? He make an escape a week ago.
Scott Judson on the loose.
That's right. He has already killed Judge Kimball. I thought he would be here by now.
Yeah. He said he'd get me. And you too, Cisco.
Oh, let him try to get Cisco. Cisco capture him again and put him behind the bars.
Since you've been warned, you will look after yourself, Senor Gilton. Pancho and I return to town.
Come on into the house a minute. I'll get some things and ride back with you.
Hey, the lucky thing that Scorp Johnson not get here before us. Because if he do and you not know it, he be able to hide in the house and gun us down.
Or I'll bust your skull open.
Please, Scorp, listen. You've got to do what Martin told us. It's the only way we'll get hold of that money.
Yeah, I suppose so. Though I'll never get a better chance to do away with Cisco than I got right now.
Oh, now you've done it. Shh, quiet.
Yes, Cisco.
Down came in the back room. Perhaps I'd better have a look.
When he comes in here...
You'll spoil everything. Now be quiet, please.
What's the matter, Cisco?
Oh, we hear a sound from that room.
Unholster your guns. We may need them.
Well, what for? That noise was made by one of the cats. There's dozens around here.
When Cisco comes through that door...
No, wait, no. Listen to this.
Oh, see, Cisco, Pancho hear that cat now. For a minute, Pancho think maybe it's that coyote, Scorp Johnson.
So did I.
Here goes.
That's one of the cats, all right. Must have knocked a book off the shelf. That's what you heard. Come on, let's go. As soon as I saddle up a horse, we can be on our way.
Oh, that'd be all right with Pancho. Pancho wants to get back to see if the senorita all right.
Come on, Scorp. Let's just get on our way. Martin said he'd stall in too until we have enough time to get back to Judge Kimball's house.
I only wish Cisco would come through that door.
Every minute we waste cuts down our chances of getting $100,000.
You're right, Whitey. For that much money, my revenge can wait. It would be that much sweeter when I do kill the Cisco Kid.
You sure you'll be all right in this house by yourself, Betty?
Oh, of course I will, Ed. You and Thelma have already done more for me than you should have. You two sure are good neighbors.
Yeah, I only wish we lived closer. Now, I'll keep a lookout for Cisco and Pancho. If they don't come back by supper time, I'll send Thelma back over here and put the kids to bed myself.
Thanks, Ed.
Mm-hmm. I still don't like leaving you here alone with that $100,000 in this house.
I've got a gun here, Ed, and I know how to use it. Besides, everybody knows that money is safely buried under a foot of concrete down in the basement.
Yeah, just the same. You be careful, Betty.
Yes. Yes, I'll be careful. Oh, I might as well stretch out here on the couch for a while. Never forgive myself for letting those killers fool me. Yes? Who is it? Just a minute. Is that you, Ed? Did you forget something?
All right, get us going. Hurry. Shut up and stop kicking.
That neighbor didn't hear nor see a thing. He's headed straight down the road.
I'm going to take my hand off your mouth so you can answer some questions, girlie. If you let out a yipe, it'll be your last. There.
You dirty, murdering skunk.
Oh, now that ain't no way to talk, lady.
You're the rat who fake story sent me after Cisco and Pancho.
Yeah, that's right, ma'am. My name's Whitey Ratner.
And you know who I am, Betty. You know it's the money I'm after. Where's the door to the basement?
I'll see you both rotting in Boot Hill before I tell you a thing.
I told you what'd happen if you yelled again.
Now, Scorp, we can find the basement ourselves. We'll tie her up and put a gag around her mouth while we go to work after that $100,000.
Yank the cord off those poor chairs. You can tie her with that, Whitey.
All right. There you are, Scorp.
I'll hold her while you tie her hands.
Save your breath, miss. I'm going to make a neat package of tying you. Hold her, Scorp.
Finish the job yourself, Whitey. I'm going out to the tool shed and get a sledgehammer.
What do you need a sledge for?
What Martin didn't tell you was that the $100,000 is locked in an iron box and buried in a foot of concrete.
You mean down there in the basement? But why?
Because I never would tell them who that money belonged to. So until they could find out, they buried it. Here in the judge's basement, because this town ain't got no bank.
Yeah, it was blame smart of that judge to bury it where everyone knew about it and no one could get at it.
We can get at it. And I know right where to start using that sledge.
You're lucky Martin Gilton knew where the box was buried.
Maybe it won't be so lucky for him after I dig it up.
You mean you're...
It was unlucky for the judge. And it's going to be just as unlucky for Martin Gilton as it's going to be for the Cisco Kid.
There's no one here, Cisco. Maybe Senorita Betty go down the road to the neighbor's house, huh?
I believe you're right, Pancho. She must be at the Crawford Ranch. Let's ride over there.
No, Senor Gilton. I believe Senorita Betty is inside. Before we leave, I'm going to have a look around.
Santos! Madre mia, look at that room. There is a big fire here.
Quieto, Pancho.
What you hear, Cisco?
Listen.
I don't hear a thing.
Oh, Pancho, not sure, but...
Quieto. The noise is coming from below this room, the cellar.
Oh, how we get down there?
This way. The money the judge buried in the cellar.
Madre mia, maybe Scorp Johnson after that money now.
I did not think he would take the chance to find it at this time.
You going down there after him, Cisco?
There's no other way.
A couple of more blows. I'll have that steel box the money buried in.
Now, I sure like the way you swing that sledge. Hey, Scorp, look.
It's the Cisco Kid. Shoot him. Now what?
Oh, bueno, Cisco. You shoot the gun from his hand.
Either one of you coyotes make another move, be your last.
I'm through, Cisco. Don't shoot, please.
Untie the Senorita, Pancho. Andale.
Si, Cisco.
I figure she knows too much to be untied, Cisco. Don't move.
What did you say?
This gun's doing the talking for me. Hand over your shooting iron, Cisco.
But, Senor Gilton, Santos, you throw in with these killers?
You want my guns? You can have them right in the face.
Oh, Chihuahua! You throw the guns at Martin Gilton and knock him off.
Sledge for you in your face, Cisco.
Cisco!
Mr. Butler, try again, if you got a chance.
I will, after I finish you with my fist. I waited a long time to kill you. Nothing's going to stop me.
Now on, Scott Judson. The only killing you would do would be to kill time behind the bars of the penitentiary.
Oh, Santos, you hit him with your feet the last time like he was a sledgehammer, Cisco.
You hombre, why did that, man?
I ain't fooled, Cisco. I don't want no fight.
All right, Pancho. Help me untie Senorita Petty.
Si.
Then these two killers and Martin Gilton are going to be put where they can never make another jailbreak.
And then Cisco moved like grease lightning, Senorita Betty, and he get out of the way of the sledgehammer.
That is enough, Pancho. Senorita Betty saw what happened. Also, she has heard the description of it from you 3 times.
3 times. Well, Pancho go over and tell Ed Crawford and his wife all about it. Maybe Pancho tell them 3 times too, huh?
Pancho sure does love to brag about the way you fight, Cisco.
Oh, Pancho just likes to talk, Senorita Betty.
And you're always giving him something to talk about.
Well, what do you mean?
All the adventures you have and the scrapes you get into give Pancho plenty to talk about.
Yeah, I guess you are right.
But, Cisco.
You say anything?
This is something you're not supposed to talk about.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, Cisco.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, that Scorp Johnson and that Whitey Radner, the fellas what escaped from the jail, and that Martin Gilton, that they all be in the jail for the rest of their lives, I think.
Si, they will, Chico.
Si. And now, what happened to that money what was buried in the cellar, Cisco?
Oh, do you not hear?
No.
See, Red Crawford is opening a bank in Winslow.
Oh.
He will invest that money so it will make more money for the rightful owners when they claim it.
Oh, that is good. And Pancho hope he do it. Because Pancho's Uncle Jose, he lose money on everything Pancho's cousin Pedro make.
Your Uncle Jose lost money on everything cousin Pedro made?
Si.
Well, what did cousin Pedro make?
Mistakes.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
The Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.